plead endlessly to ask Hashem to give him the will, the desire to go out of this taiva of arayot, and anything has to do with it. And such is the claim in front of Hashem. Ribono shel Olam, Master of the World, אני מבקש ממך על היהדות שלי, ולא על המדרגות ומעלות. I'm asking for you about my Judaism, not about some high levels. מילא, לא הגעתי למעלה זו וזו. It's fine, if I didn't reach such a high level, I don't know how to learn, I'm not a gaon. ברוך השם, I'm a Jew. וכל עוד אני עדיין פוגם הברית, as long as I still blemish the brit, אני מאבד את הניצוץ היהודי שלי, I'm losing my Jewish spark. כי עיקר היהדות זה תיקון הברית. The essence of Judaism is Tikkun HaBrit. Lachen, Ribono Sholam, therefore, Ribono Sholam, Yinu Mitchanen, I'm begging you, Shniten li takoach, give me the power, Litgabera, Litzri, to overcome my desires. Shelo yechta lepanecha shum chet, so I don't sin in front of you, any sin. Ribono Sholam, Yinu Mitchanen lepanecha liyaduti, I'm begging in front of you, by my Judaism, Ani lo rotze leshaker et atzmi, I don't want to lie to myself. שכלפי חוץ אני נראה יהודי, outside I look like a Jew, I have a shtraimel and a captain and everything, a payas and a beard, ובפנימיות, but on the inside אני מלא טומאה ומלא תינופת, I'm full of contamination and filth. תרחם עליי ותהר את ליבי, have mercy on me and purify my heart. So a person should beg with Judaism, so on and so forth. רצים ומעגלים. האדם כל כך מבולבל, a person is so confused. The koach ha-medam mevalbel oto kol chayav, and the power of imagination is confusing a person's whole life. Ad shu ratz lekan ulesham, mitasek b'davar hazeh ve'hazeh, until a person runs from one thing to the other, he deals with this thing, with another thing. Mashkiah kochot al dvarim elu v'achirim, he puts efforts into these things and other things, mistabech in dvarim, but the main thing, he drops. Of Kaduri Zatzal, he said, everything is, all the Judaism is small change. The big money is Tikkun HaBrit. So why are we doing a small change? If we have an opportunity to deal with the big money. הוא לא שם את עיקר הכוח והצעקה שלו לעבוד את Tikkun HaBrit. Person does not put his main power, his tefillah, his main screaming out to Hashem about Tikkun HaBrit. לעבוד לעמוד בניסיון הזה, to work, to withstand this test, which is the עיקר. הכל תלוי בזה, everything is dependent on it. אדם יבוא אחרי 120 שנה למעלה, a person will come after 120, upstairs, ויגיד לו, and they tell him, הכל מצוין, perfect. Everything you done is perfect. Beautiful. But the main thing why we sent you to this world, you didn't do. אדם לא מבין, a man does not understand, כששהוא פוגם, הוא מאבד את כל כוח הבחירה שלו, when someone blemishes in the brit, he loses his power to choose. זו עובדה בשטח, it's a fact. כל אחד רואה, everyone sees, כשהוא פוגם, when someone blemishes the brit, הוא מאבד את כל החשק שלו להתפלל, he loses his חשק to pray. כל עבודת האמונה קשה וכבדה לו, working on his emunah, seeing that everything is Hashem, it's very heavy for him. וכל הדברים שהם יסודי התורה, and all the things which are the fundamentals of the Torah, and the emunah are difficult for him. וכשאדם עובד על תיקון הברית, when one does work on תיקון הברית, we're not talking about someone who reached תיקון הברית. Someone who's working on תיקון הברית, he's davening to Hashem every day. הוא יתקן את שאר התאוות בקלות, he's going to fix also all the other תאוות easily. Rabbeinu says it explicitly. כמובן שגם השאר התאוות תהיה יותר לעבודה. Of course, it doesn't mean automatically, it means he has to work also on other things. But it'll be easy for him and it will succeed. לעומת זאת, on the other hand, if a person works on all the tables without first working on the avodah of the yesod, tikkun habrit, it will be very difficult for him, and he won't reach complete tikkun of the other things anyways. זה עיקר הניסיון של אדם. This is the main ניסיון of a man. לכן, זה עיקר העבודה. ורובה כחולה של התבודדות צריך להיות עניין זה. This is the main work, and most of the Ibadut has to be on this. To merit Shmirat Ha'inayim, to merit to go out of the Taiva. And even if his whole life he needs to daven for this, just to daven on this, the Seder. And Shamayim, they won't come with complaints, why did you sin? Or why didn't you pray for this and you pray for that? I prayed for the main thing. Because in Shamayim, they know exactly And this is the main nisayon of a man. As long as a man is not clean from this taiva, הוא חייב להשקיע את כל כוחו רק על זה. He must. Obligated to להשקיע, to put all his power just on this.
All his power on?
On Tikkun HaBrit, regarding the eyes, and Tikkun HaBrit, regarding the mind. וכל שכן אם הוא עדיין נחשב בפועל, and of course if a person is still stumbling, and פגמי העיניים, blemishing eyes, עליו לעזוב את כל העבודות. Anyways, a person like that, of course, has to leave. Even if he does guard the eyes, he should have an Tikkun HaBrit to be clean. But even if a person does not guard the eyes, of course, has to leave everything to the side. And to put all of his nishtadus, all of his efforts, only on this, that he won't sin anymore. And the Shamayim, they know well. Shigai yaspik et shara dvarim, ולא ישלים עצמו. בעניין הזה, עזר ייקח לסם ספר. Even if a person fixes everything in his life, besides this, the main thing he didn't fix. The main thing is to fix the Tikkun HaBrit. לנקות את הכל. To clean it all. כל יום אדם צריך להזכיר לעצמו שזה עיקר הניסיון שלו. So a person, that's all. He tries to make a person forget that this is the main work in the world. And every day a person has to remind himself, this is your main work. That's why you came to the world, to be kadosh. זה עיקר עבודה, that's your main work. ואם יזכה לעשות תשובה שלמה על זה, יזכה לעשות תשובה שלמה על הכל. If a person merits to do a complete תשובה on this תיקון הברית, he merits to do a complete תשובה on everything. ואם לא יספיק, and if השמיים, if they stop him from doing this, and he's not merit to do a complete תשובה on the קדושה, לא משנה. From השמיים, they're not going to come to any complaints.
Do you think anybody succeeds?
Ma? But these are people who work. Listen, you can't do statistics. You can't do statistics that have people who worked.
Right.
And not many people work. That's the power.
Maybe it'll work.
What's the if a person davens a lot every day consistency every single day, it could be years. No mashane, he davens, I want to be clean, I want to make a difference, he wants to be holy. He's not wasting his time, he's spending his time with talking to Hashem. Awesome.
You come into the yeshiva as part of that purpose.
We do. Take Hashem every day, yeah. Tada rabba. That's what Rabbeinu calls Tikkun HaBrit, Tikkun HaKlali, the general fixing. Why? Because when you take care of this, everything else works out. That's the engine, that's everything. Right? If a person comes and he has the whole car, he fixes, he puts all the lights, everything in, only the engine he doesn't put in. Only the engine. Everything is there.
Cut the weight down.
It's kind of a problem. But if he has the engine working well, so he's missing a few wires, a few things, it's fine. It's easier already to put it in. He has to have the engine. Let's keep it on with. Mashal ema adava dome. Oh, he brings a different mashal than I did. Okay, let's see what he says. Lerofe, there was a doctor, Shem Elachem. Sheba ala adam ale ptaim uglatiim. Came to him, a man was full of mugla, pus, right?
All separating of sores.
Yeah, mamash, ugh. And the doctor knows, he's not a regular doctor like today, they just give you something to put on. He knows that there's a source to this, right? Like the real healers, the people who tell you how to eat normally and stuff like that. Yeah? And he has to take care of the he has a problem in the blood. He has to eat stuff to clean out the blood, and then it'll all go away. Right? Because if he doesn't take care of the source, it'll go away, it'll come back. So what did he do? Nothing. Is that the same thing? Yeah. Take care of the, you have all kinds of problems. The source is gonna bleed. Afterwards, when you fix that weight, then you can take care of all the little problems that you have. But the main thing is beyond weight. Yeah. Who's the doctor? Everyone knows who the doctor is? Rabbeinu is the doctor. Rabbi Natan says Rabbeinu is the biggest doctor in the world. Right? He says, why do I have to go dafka to Rabbeinu? Why do I have to go dafka to Umat? Why do I have to go dafka in the way of Breslev of Rabbeinu? Because there's no other tzaddikim. There are other tzaddikim, big ones. But we're very, very sick. A very sick person is a very big doctor. The sicker you are, the bigger doctor you need. Rabbeinu is the biggest doctor. There's a story about someone told me, I shouldn't say this, but it's pretty Siyach Sabe Kodesh, I'm saying it. Rabbi Yitzchak Mendel said this. There was a guy in Uman, I forgot his name, it was a Kohen. And he used to go to the Kever of Rabbi Nachman. Forget the Kever alone, the whole place is a cemetery. How are you going to the cemetery? So he told him, what are you doing? You're against Halacha. He said, you're right, it's against Halacha. But I'm very sick. And my professor lives in the cemetery. What do? I have to go to see my professor. I'm not telling anyone that you should do that you should do what his rabbi tells him. But I'm just saying there's an idea like that.
But today, the area of the Tziyun has been rebuilt.
It's upraised.
And you can get
very close.
Can come within a couple meters.
Yeah.
Can't touch, but within about 2 or 3 meters, you can come.
Yeah, there's a line. And the Kohen says, no, there's a line. The Kohen? The fire there. But the Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai Kohanim go in. It's a masoret like that. Most Kohanim go inside. Lama ze?
Yes, they said
you could go in. Yeah, it's true. That's a big tzadikim Kohanim go in. And Morim Kohanim. Zilicho. Kahana.
The story of Aliyah Hanavi and Rabbi Akiva.
He took him to where?
Rabbi Kohen.
Right.
He took Rabbi Akiva on his shoulders to bring him to the cave to bury him.
Ah, right.
And the person who came with him said, Rabbi,
it's
a Kohen, it's a Kohen, but it's a Sadiq, it's a Sadiq.
It's a Sadiq. It's a balance. The balance says that Rabbi does not contaminate like a dead body, therefore also Kohen go. I'm telling you not to do that. What?
There's other people there.
What do you mean?
There's other graves over there.
There's other graves there, right. Right, it becomes the surface, the land.
It's a great situation.
Kitzel. Well, that's not even if you're not in that's not what makes a difference.
But weren't there 400,000 people murdered?
Yeah, but that's what he's saying.
30,000.
30,000. Well, a huge number. Yeah.
But they made it in a way that you'll have to be above it. If you raise it like a bridge over the cemetery, then they allowed to go on that. Mm-hmm. Even if those graves on the bottom. Only if you're directly on the grave, that's a problem.
On the earth,
above the grave.
They made a ceiling. A hollow space that was high enough, and then the floor, and a hollow space cuts off the.
So, is it calling?
And also the roof
is
split. There's a certain part where the coin can come. So part
I can't
part
answer
the
this
field
question.
Is separated client? From the further back part.
I can't answer it. I'm sure by a client, I know that client go in. Not all. I saw the client don't go in. A lot of client do go in. To Uman, most Kohanim don't go till the Kever, they go until the line.
Uman, I saw someone go around.
Yeah, he goes around, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
In the street, the whole part. The whole building is there, the close two buildings are close to the building.
Yeah.
The Tzion?
Mm-hmm.
They're in the middle of a cemetery. They wanted also to build the same building right above the Tzion. But there was a whole story. At the end, you know, the President of the United States called the whoever was there, the communist in the head there, and he gave an order to Uman, to this little town in huge Russia, communist Russia, not to build on that plot. Unbelievable. If that doesn't mean Rabbeinu was alive, I don't know what it was. What gave me Rabbeinu was alive?
When was this?
This is 40 years ago, something.
40 years ago. 40 years ago.
1970s. When they built those buildings.
It was Reagan?
No. Reagan was 1980.
No.
Before.
1980 and 1980.
40 years ago was in the 70s.
70s was...
Kennedy or Nixon?
No, Nixon was 68.
Kennedy, I don't know the American history. Baruch Hashem.
And then Ford was 74 to 76, and then Jimmy Carter was 76 to 1980.
The story is here in the Salaf. Maybe we'll reach it soon. I think it's in this book.
Was that a good thing or a bad thing?
Good.
What do you mean? Otherwise, we wouldn't have a Tzion.
We wouldn't be able to have a Tzion. They would have wanted to cover the Tzion with an apartment building.
Oh, an Uman apartment building.
Okay.
Sure.
They want to build the bridge.
No. The bridge they built. The Jews built. Today the land there belongs to Jews. Two Jews, very rich Jews in America. Mm-hmm. They bought it.
And
they give it to the hands of Shalom Arush to take care of it.
Really?
Yeah. The has a document that he's the one in charge.
Of
the deal? Yeah. Arush is big. Rabbeinu likes it very much. He wants, I want this guy in charge. Also, Rav Arush is a person of peace. So all the people of Breslev, all of that, he goes with them. So it works well. So,